I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Algeria's stuck, and it could mean trouble for Christians. I'll explain why in just a moment. And stick around because believers in Asia need some encouragement, and there's an easy way for you to help. We'll start today in Algeria, where protesters remain in the streets for the 16th straight week. An upcoming presidential election, previously slated for July 4th, is now off the books. Algeria's been in a state of flux since ousting longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika in early April. Middle East Concerns Daniel Hoffman tells us,
the powers to be do not want to give up. They want to portray themselves as the only one who can keep peace and order in the country and lead a country to elections. But the population, and especially the demonstrators, do not trust them. They want the powers to be to leave before there are elections. And therefore, you have the stalemate that we're seeing now.
What happens next is anyone's guess. It's not an easy time for Christians. Just last week, the government shut down the fourth church in 2 years.
When the government feels under pressure from society to prove their Islamic credentials, they increase the pressure on the church. And then in the run-up to the elections, the government very much tried to reinforce that perceived unifying identity of Algeria as an Arab Islamic country.
Would you ask God to uphold his people through this ongoing trial? Next, Ramadan, the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, just came to an end earlier this week. Ramadan is often a time of intense searching for God. In the United States, one Muslim man's search was answered in an unexpected way. Jane from the ministry Cry Out says,
on a Sunday night, he had a dream. And as we know, that is one of their biggest desires, right? All Muslims have a desire to have a dream. And that night, he dreamt of Muhammad. But what happened in his dream is he actually saw Jesus sitting on a throne, and Muhammad was standing in front of the throne and kneeling in front of Jesus.
The dream shocked the man, but then he dismissed it. Then, the next night,
he dreamt exactly the same dream. But this time, at the end of the dream, Jesus took him and they kind of like zoomed out over his neighborhood where he lives. And Jesus showed him a few streets down is this big building. And he showed him that inside the building there were people praying. And he told him to go to that church and speak to the pastor.
And the next day, this Muslim man searched for the church. During his visit, he came to faith in Christ. So pray for Christians to boldly and with gentleness give answers to those questions. Pray for Muslims who have questions to have the courage to seek the answers. And Asia is a big place with lots of diversity and challenge. Today's story is more general because of some of those issues. World Mission's Greg Kelly recently visited with several partners on a whirlwind trip.
Our goal to go to Asia was to encourage national leaders that World Mission works with. World Mission will distribute about 20,000 treasures into Southeast Asia. And so over the course of the year that those units are being distributed, our leaders are faced with a heavy price. It's very taxing. They're trying to encourage new believers. They're establishing new churches, but they're doing it in the face of great adversity and challenge.
Throughout the different areas in Asia, there's persecution that puts old and new believers at risk. Kelly says a mob recently attacked a man and his family just 2 days after he became a Christian, but he and his family stayed strong in their faith.
We just have to realize that in some of these places, the extreme measures that people are facing for being simply followers of Jesus is very inspirational, but it shows that it's not some intellectual decision that's being made. It's a supernatural encounter with the living God that is changing them, that's creating this courage and boldness.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. Tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin, and it's a reminder to pray. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.